Shit's in different areas.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of
Double Brain Think Tank.
This is Angie.
And this is Celeste.
And we have a special guest with us, a fashion expert, and his name is...
Slavoj Žižek.
Yes. His name is Tim.
His name is Timothy.
Chalamet.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, I thought so as well.
Are you happy now?
No, I'm thrilled.
All right. Well, you know, we can discuss whatever, but we probably should discuss something that is relevant.
So Celeste just had a bong hit transplant just now.
Yeah, I had one from
a guy
who was gonna die.
Yeah.
So he really took a big hit. We were gonna need someone to carry on his legacy. I was like, fuck it, I'll do the right thing.
Yeah, it was his turn next in the rotation, but he fucking died because he was so high. So they gave
when it hurts so bad, you change the fundamental nature of the blood rotation.
Damn.
Anyway,
yeah, something that
I gotta say,
I wanted to talk about people's fashion in New York. Sometimes there are people on the subway, and I'm just like, I know you moved here from nowhere, so you could dress like that, and I wish you didn't. Because I don't want to see it either.
I think the worst one is people from other big cities.
Because
they also dress like shit, but like in a way that's like extremely expensive.
Oh, LA. I'm thinking of LA right now. Yeah, you really hit the money for me. I have a lot to say. I think if you're from LA, you probably dress like Jonah Hill, and basically he dresses like shit, just straight up. Like he dresses like shit. Like I saw this movie of him and he was like, I don't know, wearing all this hype-y shit, like these off-white sneakers.
I don't think Jonah Hill dresses badly. I think he does. I think Jonah Hill knows how to dress. It's just he buys the worst fucking pieces, and it's just like, well, I gotta make it work now.
Yeah, that's really giving a lot of like.
Yeah, you're giving him a lot of
for this hope like,
for this man.
Psychological complexity.
Listen, I saw mid-90s, and it reminded me of my own childhood. So
yeah.
I'm a bit inclined to, you know, defend.
You let some big girl touch you.
And plus he's
some bigger girl. Some,
of course.
An older woman.
Listen, I haven't had sex with a woman my age since I was about 4. What was it? Jonah Hill? No, I think he's cool.
I think he dresses like shit.
He yelled at that girl for like posting pictures of her in her bathing suit, even though she was a surfer.
Yeah, but also he's like gaslights women, right?
That's... Yeah, no, he like got mad at her for posting pictures in her bathing suit, but she's a surfer.
Yeah, I mean, cover up.
That's insane.
That's objectively pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, honestly,
I like that he had the balls to ask.
If you're sleeping in Jonah Hill, you can post whatever the fuck you want. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, apparently
you can't.
So listen, speaking of modest surfing, I really hate the French, but I think the one thing they did right was banning the burkini.
What's a burkini?
It's like a bikini with a burqa.
It's like a full side, like a full.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
Right?
Like, you're kind of defeating the purpose.
Yeah, like, I'm at the beach.
They like wrote something about it. The fuck even wears that anyway? It's like it's like banning, like, you know, like you can't
There's
wear
no
a
that
actually on
exists.
Your head. Like,
well, no
one's fucking doing
you, this. You aren't allowed to wear like religious garments in schools in France.
Oh,
you're
shit.
Also not allowed to wear them in government buildings. Like,
that's crazy. I had no idea. Why not? Because they think it drips too hard.
Well, you know how like here it's like you have.
So how are you supposed to go in if you're wearing some?
Well, you know how like in America it's like freedom of religion. Like you have like the freedom to express.
They're like the opposite.
They're like freedom from religion.
Yeah,
so, it's like,
so you can't express that shit.
So yeah, no one is subjected to anybody else's religious opinions. Yeah.
You know.
I like that they have the guilty until proven innocent. I think that's funnier.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, I think France just fucking sucks.
It's anxiety-inducing. If I'm in the U.S., I'm chilling because they gotta prove me guilty, you know what I'm saying?
Also, consistently, I see the worst fucking outfits coming out of France. France and Croatia, I'm sorry, but like...
I don't know enough to argue.
They're still...
Croatia.
Like wearing skinny jeans.
They don't have a beach in Croatia. They don't have a beach.
I can't lie.
Are they the ones that they're blocking someone from the
Bosnia.
Beach?
I can't lie.
Okay,
I like
Bosnia
skinny jeans.
Bosnia doesn't have a beach.
I literally like skinny jeans.
I know you like skinny jeans.
I'm not
jeans.
Wearing them right now, but I like them.
Yeah, Andrew probably wears skinny jeans the most.
I just spent half of my paycheck on pants.
And none of them were skinny jeans.
None of them were skinny jeans. They're fucking ginormous. And
yeah.
It's going to be great considering like... how often I piss myself, I really do need more than four pants.
Do you think big pants are going to keep being in? Because, like, I'm scared.
Here's the thing. Big pants were never out. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, they never truly go out. Because even when the skinny jeans were popular, you could still wear, like, cargo pants or something.
Yeah. But whereas, like, skinny jeans is, like, they have their moments. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I love wearing skinny jeans. Yeah. It's the rocker chicken, man.
You can't get around.
You know what another thing might be, too, is I wear, like, those really loose woven boxers.
Yeah.
So like,
they yeah, you're not trying work. To have a torture chamber.
Yeah. Because like, if I wear pants that are too tight, they just ride.
You
up.
See that? Like, you see that tweet? You see that tweet that was like, you know, do you wear boxers or briefs? And someone was like, briefs, because if I wear boxers, then by the end of the day, they're inside out and they're like twisting my nuts right off.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you wear.
Is that real? I wear boxers all the time.
Yeah, but you don't have
the stuff boxers or boxer briefs, like woven boxers.
Strangle you.
I wear boxers. Like, I don't know. Like, you get them.
Dude,
the six pack.
It's like a boneless bra. And, you know, that's just painful.
Not really.
Not
boxers
if you wear
are painful.
Pants.
I wear boxers all the time.
Yeah, I like
yes,
to
but I'm
hand.
Saying you don't have the parts that would allow it to create a torture
yeah,
device.
Like, you wouldn't know that though. You're
yes, I would.
You
are identical
a lot of
twins.
About me right
we
now.
Are
I don't know. I don't know if I agree
you come
with all
home,
of your
you come
assumptions.
You're just
that you're
pulling cloth out of your pussy.
Yeah,
like
a magician, like a magician's little handkerchief
yeah,
trick.
Yeah, but
it's
just different pairs of boxers you wore throughout the week.
Jesus Christ.
That was something, you know, like in like TV shows, especially like, I don't know, like Drake and Josh, when they would just like rip their pants off of them, you know?
That's kind of what a period is, like just pulling shit out of
no, but you know, like they would wear like the rip-off pants?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like...
The tearaways.
Yeah, I always fucking... As a kid, I was like, how the fuck did they do that? I want
do you
that
want
so bad.
Tearaway pants?
I do, really bad.
What are you going to use them for? Because you can only use them once.
Yeah,
so you
that,
have to
that might
good,
be that might be my
good.
Next design endeavor,
yeah.
Is making reusable tearaway pants.
Reusable?
Snaps. Yeah. Yeah.
Because that reminds me of the ones that you just, like, zipper off.
Yeah, you could, like, zip off the
cool.
leg.
Yeah.
To have shorts and whatnot. Yeah. That's crazy.
That should have been the first sign that I wasn't going to get bitches as a child. It was because I preferred those pants.
Those are cool.
Those yeah. are great pants for children.
I also like...
Or like Velcro shoes and those. That's like, you got every outfit in the world.
I also go through periods of my life where like I'll wear nothing but corduroy pants for like a year.
Corduroy pants.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to take a moment. I'm awesome.
I'd corduroy
we are
like
recording
jeans.
This on a computer that I built.
Skinny pants.
I'm having a moment.
Yeah, I'm off that Josh right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm off that Josh and Justin wine.
I would mix them and be like, they're fucking.
They're brothers, but they're also fucking.
I mean, they're getting nasty with it in my kitchen.
That's terrible. You're like, oh, you want to come over? Sure, who's there? Oh, it's me, Josh, and Justin. They come over. It's like you and two bottles of wine.
I mean, I would be like, oh no, we're gonna drink.
That's such like a Midwest white woman joke.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. You know, that's who I am inside. I'm just, yeah.
Oh, come over. It's just me and the boys, and it's like bottles of wine.
It's depressing. It's
yeah.
an alcoholic. Yeah, I'm
you
drinking with Josh
shit.
And Justin tonight.
Yeah.
You should pull up and join us. It's just like someone drinking alone.
Yeah.
Honestly, that just feels like a Midwestern story. And I mean, if you're drinking,
it sounds
wine,
like a Midwestern love tale.
I like how much they drink over there, and then they get like really red. I think that's cool. I think more people should be whatever that is, alcoholic maxing. Yeah.
Speaking of Midwest, are we gonna be a Midwest emo band?
Yeah, I mean that's
we're forming a Midwest emo band.
I think this would be a good time for us to like riff names off of each other.
Okay. She had a good one. It was like Big Black Monsoon. I like
Big Black Monsoon is cool.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a PJ Harvey lyric. Yeah, like the best song names to be in
lyrics. Yeah, same.
Because sometimes like some
band names or song lyrics
absolutely fire. Yeah.
What else is a good name? I liked Indian Joe Rogan. I thought that was pretty funny.
You know, I can't imagine us getting a lot of traction.
I don't know. You don't know. The political climate's always switching up. You really have... You never know what tomorrow's going to bring.
I feel like I had a lot of fucking bangers that day. Let me see if I can find... I'll find it now.
There's a lot of... Yeah. You're going to have to go up because it was back when Omar was in the chat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He hates me now, but Omar, if you're listening to this, I love you. Oh, come on, baby girl.
Why does Omar hate you?
Come outside. Know. We're not gonna hate you. We're not gonna jump you.
No. He doesn't hate me. He just left the chat because I said so. I was clowning on him, and he found it. He took it extremely, like, he was like, this is what I actually think about myself or something, and I was like, that's so crazy, I'm sorry, you know, I apologize. He did not still fuck with it, so whatever. Give me a second, I'm gonna go check my work phone.
Alright, while she's doing that,
I think she's supposed to be working, maybe.
Alright, I'm gonna read off some of the names we came up with.
Only if they're appropriate.
Mansplain as a lesbian.
Okay.
Jane Desperado. Clit Eastwood. Jane Fonda's Viet Cong Vacation. I like that one a lot. Celeste said a weekend at Henry Kissinger's. Infinite Gesticide. Pushington testosterone.
I mean, it's not work hours, so I guess I shouldn't be working, you know what I mean?
Backshot Boys.
Oh, is it, okay, we're still running, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Are we recording over something right now?
Omar says a literal pipe bomb.
He what?
Omar says a literal pipe bomb, that was one of the names.
Oh, yeah, that was, ooh.
Sensory sensitivity at the disco.
Do you think we could ever get a show with the name A Literal Pipe Bomb?
Yeah. That's pretty fucking good. No, an opening.
I want to get something bomb. Like...
Thank you for a literal pipe bomb for opening for us.
You're kind of convincing me that should be the name.
That would be a great band name.
Indian Steely Dan.
That doesn't even make any
sense. You're just making shit, Indian.
This is not even, you know, there's no fucking form to this.
I think it's starting good.
To be like a cum-town, but like, I'm like, why is there an ethnicity to this object?
Oh, my girlfriend just got deported?
That's a sad band name.
Chicano Batman?
That is an actual band name.
Vanilla Immigration and Customs Enforcement?
What?
Like Vanilla Ice?
Oh.
The White Larry Bird.
Whoa.
What about a band name that's just the Joe Rogan Experience?
That would be cool.
That's pretty funny.
You imagine, like, just some, like, if somehow I got through, like, the dumbass, I would have to show up to that and be like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna go see the Joe Rogan Experience open for, like, some shitty local band for, like, $5.
I feel like we get like the worst people to find our shit.
I don't know if you went to the last. No, you were.
We try to like overtake Joe Rogan as the more popular the Joe Rogan Experience. It's like our band mission.
No. It's like, you know how they used to do in the phone books where they would name themselves like first letters, like A C whatever, just to like get themselves higher up in the phone book.
Yeah.
What if we named ourselves A the Joe Rogan Experience? Just like no, or like triple A, the Joe Rogan.
Yeah. So you're at the very top.
Or like even do a number like zero, the Joe Rogan Experience.
Yeah. Apple Music though, if you have a number or like any special characters, they'll put you at the very bottom of the artist list.
Oh, so we gotta put like AAA.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan Experience.
Yeah. Damn. Wait. Really.
AAA, the Joe Rogan Experience. How about A the A Joe A Rogan A Experience A?
That'd be such a pain in the ass.
Joe the Rogan Experience.
Yeah, just
Joe Rogan Experience.
Joe the Rogan
Italian accent, yes.
Joe the Rogan Experience. Again, I have to mark this as something I cannot. Yeah, I'm gonna have to cut that. You just keep making this difficult.
You need to have like.
We're just cutting you into need to have like, sections.
Usually I don't cut anything. I want you to know that. But you made it so I have to cut things.
You can just add like a bleep sound.
That makes it worse. If I add a bleep, it will sound like.
If you add a bleep, then it draws in the listener's creative side. Assume whatever they want to assume, and they could be like, "Oh, you said this really crazy thing on your podcast," you know. You know, why are we looking at ourselves looking? I think we should be allowed to say anything. You know what? Actually, I'm going to tell you guys all my address.
What do you guys' overlap? Like, what other podcast listens, like, you know, people that listen to your podcast.
They usually listen to our band too. Yeah. That's our biggest overlap probably.
Other podcasts, you know, like, is it like a bunch of Red Scare girlies? Or like,
oh, hell no.
Oh, no. I think like the people who probably listen to this probably like eating and stuff and like living.
And they like breathing and enjoying themselves.
You know, I'm friends with them.
Yeah.
Who?
The Red Scare Girls?
Yeah, the Red Scare Girls.
Are they your besties?
They are my besties. I'm really good friends
with them. Do you guys, like, buy candy at the store together? You're like, we're going to have a bunch of candy, and you just have a bunch of candy together. Like, that's so weird.
We actually record, I watch them. They record the podcast standing up so they can passively burn calories.
Yeah. Damn.
They know mic stands, they're holding it the whole time.
Well, they should be doing, like, aerobic exercise as well. But they would probably get winded, actually. That's a horrible, yeah.
I really do think, like, the major export of, like, major cities is vocal fry and, like, STDs and terrible podcasts.
Terrible podcasts? I don't know. Okay, I just want to say I don't understand what it is about the people of Los Angeles, but they dress like shit. And I want someone, if you're listening out here, you can find me, whatever, do your thing. I need you to send me a photo of someone who is from Los Angeles, or, you know, is living there at least.
I'm just really fucking tired of, like, the million, like, sterling silver chains and, like, rings, you know? And, like, the really, like, tight pearl necklaces.
Derivative, yeah. I'm like, you guys just look like you're trying to be gay 20 years ago, which is just what straight fashion is, basically, but, like...
It's kind of cool, too, that, like...
Have some, you know...
LA fashion is kind of just taking regular clothes and sticking cargo pockets on them.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
LA fashion is kind of like being, like, sucking a lot of dick, but if you could do it in, like, clothing format, probably.
Yeah, people that dress...
Like, LA, not in a cool gay way.
LA like fashion icons dress like they give bad head.
In a bad gay way.
What?
I said LA fashion icons dress like they give bad head.
They do. I don't know. Like, when I see, like, you can obviously tell when someone's from LA because A, they dress like shit, and then you talk to them and you're like, what the fuck are we talking? Like, I don't know. Like, it's just a wet towel. I don't mean all the vitriol, actually. I'm sure they're neat. I just think they dress like shit.
I had I went back and I visited my family in, middle America over the holidays.
Yeah.
And it's like southern middle America. Whoa. And like
you're from middle America, which is crazy.
Like literally the center of America, but like the southern part of it.
That's insane.
And I had a moment where I was standing outside of a gas station and I was like, I had a tin of Zins and I had the guy across the door from me.
Yeah.
Was wearing the same Carhartt jacket and oversized pants.
Yeah.
And boots.
Yeah.
But he had a can of Skull.
Y'all were about to kiss.
But he had a can of Skull, and then he got in his truck with, like, the Getson flag on the back.
Oh, yeah. So
and then I got in a Prius.
That's awesome. And also, like, that's beautiful. Like, but Skull is his Zen.
But it made me realize that, like, yeah, no, Brooklyn fashion is just, people are just...
Working class?
It's just, no, it's just culturally appropriating rural working class. Like, I don't know how many more guys I could see with mustaches and, like, trucker hats and
before you lose
hunting jackets.
Well, because I think they're like, oh, well, women probably find that hot because it's, like,
they're trying to masculine
and we have nothing that's...
They're trying to look like that, like, conservative dad aesthetic.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, oh, girls will love this, but I'll talk about movies nobody gives a fuck about instead.
Like, how about you be genuine for once and be an actual Nazi?
I don't
I don't know if you guys can tell, but I'm starting to bring back this thing I'm calling Gen 6 Core.
What is it?
Gen 6 Core.
Oh, then you said Sex Core. I was like, you know about Sex Core?
No. What is that?
Oh, okay. It's just like, I don't know why, but this is like... Probably years ago on FA or something, like one of those 4chan boards where, like, it'd be like a guy with, you know, like his shaved sides and he has, like, you know, the crazy, like, blonde hair, like, back, and he's like wearing really tight fitting clothing, like a tight cardigan, like tight pants, and like the chukka boots. Do you know what the fuck I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, the YSL kind of look, like.
I guess, but like something a middle manager would absolutely be wearing, and probably, I don't know.
And it's called
Atlanta.
Sex Core.
Yeah, it's like everything's way too tight. It's like, it's something you would see a millennial in.
Yeah, I think
it's something you see a lesbian in,
like a douchebag millennial. Yeah,
that's pretty fucking terrible.
Yeah, that's called sex core.
How did lesbians identify each other before the invention of the denim jacket?
Bandanas.
Tears.
Really.
They would show up to the same.
Let me show you sex core. This shit is crazy.
They would show up to the same doctor for hysteria, like every week.
All right, I'm gonna have to cut this off here. It's been a wonderful episode with Tim. Hopefully, we can do this again sometime. Don't forget to rate us 5 stars, and we have a Patreon if you even care.
Oh, I remember this. Yeah.
Have a good one.